Barabasu Yerushalmi, corresponding to Barabasa Bavli, Daf Samach Tef, we begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalad Amud Beis of the Mishnah. Hamoiches Asode, Moches Es Avonim, Jain Lesocho, Vesakonim, Shebekerim, Jain Lesochoi, Vesatur, Shehi Mechuberes Lakarka, Vesmechit Zakonim, Shebechusim Beis Roiva, Vesashoimira, Sheina Asuya Betit, Vesachov, Sheina Murko, Vesbesulas, Hashikma. If a person sold a field, the sale includes the stones needed for the field, the canes needed for the vineyard, the produce still attached to the ground, the figure of reeds if the field is less than a base rover area, the non-mad guardhouse, the carob tree that's not been grafted because it's young enough to be considered secondary to the field, grafting is usually done only to older carob trees, and the young sycamore that's not been pruned. Avaloi mocha aloyes ha'avonim she'inam lesocha, v'leyes ha'konim she'bekerim she'inam lesochoi, it does not include the stones that are not needed for the field, the canes that are not needed for the vineyard, and the produce that's detached from the ground. When he said it and everything in it, everything is included. Now, whether or not he said this condition, the sale does not include the thicket of reeds if the field is a base rover area, the mud guardhouse, the young carob tree that's been grafted, the older, which is a broader sycamore, the pit, the olive press, the dovecot, whether they are out of use or in use. None of these are included in the sale. B'sarach li'kach lo'y derech, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the seller has to buy for himself, back from the buyer, a path to access his pit, or his press, or his dovecot. According to the Chachamim, there's no need to buy it. Rabbi agrees that when he actually said, I'm selling the field except for these, means except for the pit, the press, or the dovecot, then he does not need to buy it. If he sold only them, means the pit, the press, or the dovecot, rather than the field, the buyer does not need to buy a path because Rabbi Akiva holds that he sells with a generous eye. Chachamim say that he needs to buy a path as a person sells with a stingy eye and therefore did not include a path in the sale of these items, the pit, the press, or the dovecot. When is this the case? When he sells it, but if he's giving it as a gift, he gives everything because he certainly gives it with a generous eye. Ha'achim tichilku, zochu besade, zocha bekulam, amachzik benichzi ager, hichzik besade, hichzik bekulam. If brothers divided their father's estate, when they acquire the land in the courtyard, they also acquire all of the things listed as before, and if a person took possession of the property of a convert, though, who died without inheritors, when he acquires the land, he acquires everything. Ha'magdish is hasade, hikdish es kulam. If a person consecrated his field, he's consecrated everything. Reb Shimon Omer, ha'magdish is hasade, lehikdish ela achorov, amukav, ves zdan hashikma. Reb Shimon says that if a person consecrated a field of all of these things, he consecrated only the older carob and the sycamore trees. And the Gemara says, the base Reb Yannai Amri, b'mechulokim legefanim. The Bei Reb Yannai said, the Mishnah that taught if a person sells a field includes the canes needed for a vineyard. This refers to canes set aside to leave under the grapevine on which to lean the vine branches. Reb Chiya Ruba, shal hayusham chaliyos mechulokis leboyos. Reb Chiya Hagadol said, if a person sells a pit, if the seller ordered large stones to use to build a wall around it, are they included in the sale? Reb Yitzchak bar Tavlai, shal hayusham tavliyos, shal shayesh mechulokis lekoslim. Reb Yitzchak bar Tavlai said, if a person sells a house, if a seller ordered panels of marble to coat the walls, are they included in the sale? Reb Yudan bar Reb Yishmol, shal hayusham melabnin mechulokis lechalonis. Reb Yudan bar Yishmol asked, if the seller ordered frames for the windows, are they included in the sale? And these three questions are not answered by the Gemara.